13. A pet wolf. No! Nana's fall must be happening super fast, but to me, it looks like it's in slow motion. We have to catch her, but how? Lolly leaps toward the ladder, whips off her cape, holds on to one side, and screams at me and Jonah, "Hold this!" Oh, yes! Jonah and I each grab a side of the cape just as Nana lands. Whoomp! Nana lands right in the middle of the cape. Her weight brings all three of us down, but the cape definitely broke her fall. Whew! Nana, are you okay? I ask from the ground. I think so, Nana says, trembling as she brushes herself off and climbs to her feet. Well, that was frightening. And also a little exciting. She catches her breath. Thank you, everyone. That was quick thinking, Lolly. You're welcome, Lolly says, smiling. The cape is really strong. What can I say?
It wasn't the cape that saved Nana, Jonah tells Lolly. It was you.
Can you all go home now?
The hunter calls down from his doorway.
You're ruining my good mood.
What a jerk. I saw Owen behind the hunter, Nana says. He's awake and scared. We saved Nana, but we still haven't saved Owen. What should we do?
Clomp, 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 clomp.
The hunter narrows his eyes at us, then looks farther down the path toward the clomp, clomp sound. Is that a horse galloping? Yes, and it's coming our way. I stare at the path as the galloping sound gets closer. Finally, around a curve comes a black horse with two people sitting on it. Up front is a woman with a long brown braid streaked with gray, wearing a short green dress and a matching green cowgirl hat. And riding behind her is Dottie! In her yellow lace bathrobe, sleeping cap, and glasses. They come to a stop in front of the hunter's treehouse.
The huntsman's house again? The woman on the horse says to Dottie. I was sent here before, but nobody was home.
Hi, Mona, Lolly says. Oh, Mona! Policewoman, firewoman, and doctor. Mona gets off the horse and helps Dottie down. She hands Dottie the white cane that I noticed in the tree cottage earlier.
That's him, officer,
Dottie tells Mona, pointing up at the hunter.
Arrest him at once.
Dottie, what are you doing here? Lolly asks.
I thought you guys might need some help, Dottie says. I called Mona and told her there was an emergency. She came to get me immediately.
She scared me, Mona admits. Then she glares up at the treehouse.
But you, huntsman, you need to hand over the wolf immediately.
I do not, the huntsman says. There is no law against hunting animals in Howlton.
No law at all? I ask. This town needs some new lawyers.
No, Mona says. There are no hunting laws about wild animals.
Wait, what about non-wild animals? I ask, an idea forming in my mind.
You mean domesticated animals? Mona asks. Well, yes, hunting a domesticated animal is illegal.
Then, I say, thinking fast, it's a good thing that Owen is Dottie's pet. He's a domesticated animal. Everyone freezes.
That's ridiculous, the hunter says. This wolf is not Dottie's domesticated animal. She can't prove that.
Dottie clears her voice.
Yes, I can. He's wearing my pearl necklace. Aren't you, Owen?
Yes, yes, yes! Way to go, Dottie!
Come show us, Mona hollers.
Owen appears at the doorway beside the hunter, looking woozy. He is indeed still wearing Dottie's pearl necklace.
You're coming with me, Mona tells the hunter, climbing up the ladder.
No way,
the hunter says.
He stretches his arrow straight at her. No!
Oh, no, you don't!
Dottie shouts. Then she throws her cane up, up, up at the door, and somehow it hits the hunter square in the head. He falls backward into his house. Plunk.
His poor head is getting a lot of damage today, I say.
Great aim, Dottie, Lolly says.
I used to play basketball, she says.
You did? Lolly asks. I didn't know that.
You don't know everything about me, Dottie says, straightening her shoulders. I wasn't always such a helpless old lady.
You're not a helpless old lady, Lolly says quickly. You never have been, and you never will be.
Well, thanks, Dottie says.
I glance up at Nana and squeeze her hand. I have a whole new appreciation for grandmas.
You're under arrest, Huntsman, Mona says, climbing up the ladder. For attempted murder of a domesticated animal, and for trying to shoot me with an arrow.
She throws the unconscious huntsman over her shoulder and climbs down the ladder. Then she gets back on her horse.
See you guys later. I'm going to drop Huntsman off at the prison. Then I have some house calls to make. It's allergy season.
We wave goodbye, and Mona goes trotting off. The huntsman's horse, still tied to the tree, whinnies happily. He must not have liked the huntsman very much either.
Yay!
I say.
Dottie saved the day!
You did, Dottie! Thank you! Lolly exclaims.
Less talk, more getting me my cane!
Dottie snaps. Dottie, please, Lolly says. Do you have to be so grumpy all the time?
Oh, wow. Nana, Jonah, and I all look at one another. Did Lolly really just say that?
It's the first time she's talked back to her grandmother.
Dottie's face turns bright red. I'm not that grumpy.
Yes, you are, Lolly says, her voice firm. And when you criticize me constantly, it hurts my feelings. I feel like I can't do anything right. It makes me feel like I'm not a good granddaughter.
She glances down at her red sneakers.
Oh, my dear Lolly, you're a superb granddaughter, Dottie says sadly. I am so sorry I made you feel anything less than that. I can be a real grump, can't I? She sighs. I guess I'm just lonely since your grandfather died, and it's tough to have to depend so much on those around you. It really does make a person feel helpless.
So why don't you move in with me and my mom? Lolly asks.
Because then I'm really depending on you, and I love my treehouse. It reminds me of your grandfather. I don't want to move. You can't make me.
Lolly sighs. I won't. I love you, Dottie.
Dottie's eyes tear up.
You're so good to me, Lolly. I love you, too.
Aww.
How sweet, says an icy voice behind us. So sweet, I might vomit.
I recognize that voice. Tina.
Crumbs.
I turn around. She, Thurston, and Harley are all back, teeth bared.
We're still hungry, Tina says. Those hot dogs were good, but not filling enough. And why are they called hot dogs when they're cold? Anyway, Lolly and Dottie, you're mine. Thurston, you take the boy and the mutt. Harley, you can have the old lady and the girl.
No! The wolf pack has us surrounded. Even though there are more of us than them, Owen doesn't count because he's still up in the treehouse. Plus, he's still wobbly from the effects of the sleeping medicine. That makes 5 humans and 1 small dog. Oh, and the huntsman's horse against 3 wolves.
But the ones with the claws and super sharp teeth have the advantage.
I crane my neck to see if Mona is still in shouting distance, but I don't even hear the clomps of her horse's hooves anymore.
We're on our own.
We made a deal, I remind Tina. We gave you the hot dogs to leave us alone. We even threw in drinks and confetti cake.
Tina smirks. No, you gave us the food so we'd let you save Owen. And you did. So now you're our dessert.
Our second dessert!
She laughs as though that's hilarious.
No fair, Jonah says. You tricked us.
So sue us,
Harley says, brushing a fallen dead leaf off his leather jacket.
Yeah,
Thurston adds, puffing out his chest to make himself seem taller. We're wolves, not people. We don't make deals. Owen appears in the doorway of the treehouse again. He still looks kind of groggy.
Hey, stop it right now, he warns his siblings. These people saved my life. Doesn't that mean anything to you? They're my friends.
Stop your whining, Tina says, staring up at him. I'm hungry, and that's it. They're our dessert.
No! Leave my friends alone,
Owen insists. He slowly climbs down the ladder and lands in front of his sister. He lets out a mighty growl.
When you feel strongly about something, Owen says to his siblings, you have to stick up for what you believe. And these people are my friends. They saved my life. Now I'm saving theirs.
But Owie, Thurston whines, I'm hungry.
Shut it, Tina snaps. Owen's made his decision. He chose them over us. Owen rolls his eyes and turns toward Thurston.
I just don't like eating humans, okay? There are a lot of other things to eat.
Like hot dogs, says Harley. They were really tasty. What's in hot dogs, if not actual dogs, anyway?
No one knows for sure, I say.
They're a mystery, Jonah adds. Better not to know.
I hope you don't think you're coming home with us, Tina says to Owen.
Listen here, young lady, Nana says, wagging a finger at Tina. Owen may be a different kind of wolf, but he's still your brother, and don't you forget it.
Tina growls at Nana. Your family, I tell Tina. That's what Nana is saying.
I don't want to go with them, Owen says. Why would I go with someone who was going to let me get hurt?
Suit yourself, Tina says. We'll leave you and your little friends alone.
But you better find somewhere else to live. We're done with you.
Let's go look for more hot dogs, Harley says.
We should call them hot wolves,
Thurston suggests as the three of them run off. Owen sighs.
I guess that's that,
he says with a sad expression. Poor guy.
I'm sorry your family doesn't realize how special you are,
Nana says to him.
Thank you, he replies softly. I'm sorry too.
Maybe they'll come around one day,
Dottie says. She puts her arm around Lolly.
Some of us do.
Maybe,
Owen says. Thank you for standing up for us, Lolly says to Owen. You saved us.
You're welcome, he says. It was the right thing to do, and it was only fair. You saved me.
I glance at my watch, and then I nod at Jonah. We should probably get going, I tell my brother. Owen is safe, and so are Nana and Lolly, so our job here is done. And it's almost morning. That's when we normally go through the mirror, I explain to Nana. Nana puts her arm around me.
Is it almost morning already?
She yawns.
You know, Abby, maybe you could go to your friend Penny's house for breakfast after all.
My heart expands. Really? You don't mind? She smiles.
No, I don't. We got to spend so much extra time together on this adventure. When we get home, I can drive you over to Penny's if you still want to go.
I do want to go. I do. Thank you. I give Nana a tight hug. You're amazing. You're amazing. I'm so proud of you. Both of you, she says, pulling Jonah in for a group hug. Now, we just have to figure out what the portal is, I say. Could it be inside the hunter's house?
I'll check it out, Jonah offers.
I'll come with you, Lolly says.
Wait until you see all the creepy animal heads, Jonah tells Lolly. Are you coming, Abby?
I think I'll stay here, I say. Seeing them once was enough. In a little while, Jonah and Lolly come back down.
We knocked on everything, Jonah says. Nothing swirled.
You know, Owen, Lolly says thoughtfully, if we took the creepy heads off the walls and put up some band posters, you could live in the hunter's house while he's in jail.
Thanks, Owen says, but living all by myself sounds kind of lonely. Wolves are pack animals, you know? But don't worry about me. Let's just figure out how to get you guys home. Where else could the portal be?
Could it be at Dottie's house? Jonah suggests.
I can't walk all the way back there, Dottie grumbles, even with my cane.
Well, luckily there's a horse right here, Lolly says, untying the huntsman's horse. He whinnies gratefully, and Lolly rubs his ears. She really is good with animals. So Dottie and Nana end up riding back to Dottie's tree cottage on the huntsman's horse, while Lolly, Jonah, Prince, Owen, and I walk alongside them. When we get back to the tree cottage, the huntsman's horse nibbles on some grass. Meanwhile, we all climb up the ladder. It takes Dottie a full 5 minutes to make her way up, but she does with our help.
That was a lot of activity, she says once we're inside. I need a rest, I think.
Nana and Lolly help Dottie settle into bed. Lolly pulls the quilt over her.
Wait, Dottie, Lolly says. Before you take a nap, I have an idea.
Yes?
Dottie asks. Lolly glances from her grandmother to Owen.
Now you know you won't have to be afraid of Owen. He's kind and friendly. And I'm wondering if you would let him stay with you in the tree cottage. You can be companions. And in exchange for letting him live here, he can protect you from the other wolves.
Owen grins at Dottie.
I would love that. I need a pack. You could be my new pack.
I can't help but grin, too.
Doesn't everyone think that's a good idea?
Lolly asks, looking at all of us.
Yes, I say.
Pack it up,
Nana says.
Pack it in,
Jonah says.
Woof,
Prince adds.
Let me have a good look at you, Wolf,
Dottie says, adjusting her round eyeglasses. Owen takes a step toward the bed.
Well, come closer, Dottie barks. I don't bite, even with my teeth in.
Dottie gives Owen the once-over.
You are quite majestic-looking, and I do like your yellow-gold eyes. But if you intend to bunk here, you'll have to let me brush your fur every morning, she insists. I mean, look at that matted coat. Sit down by me this instant.
Owen tiptoes closer to the bed, looking a little nervous. He sits down next to Dottie. Dottie picks up the brush on the table. She begins brushing his fur.
Tee-hee,
Owen says, laughing.
That tickles.
Stop moving so much,
Dottie admonishes, continuing to brush him. She puts the brush down and looks him over.
There. Good as new.
Owen does look well-groomed now.
Can you cook? She asks. Me?
Yes, you!
I have grocery money, so if I give it to you with a shopping list and then some recipes, can you buy us food and make it?
Owen nods.
I'd love to cook, he says. I bet I'd make great roasted potatoes if Nana could give me her recipe. I'm a quick learner.
I'd be happy to, Nana says, taking a pen and paper out of her purse. I can teach you to bake, too, Lolly says. Plus, it seems we have a new horse. She nods out the window. I'm sure Mona will let you borrow him for now, if you take care of him. And Dottie can get around more easily on a horse.
Perfect, Dottie says. But, Owen, there's something you better know.
Yes?
You can't keep my pearls. I'm saving them for Lolly.
Dottie smiles at her granddaughter. Owen shrugs and removes the pearl necklace, handing it back to Dottie. Lolly beams.
Thank you, Dottie. So does this mean that Owen can live here with you? She asks, hopefully.
Dottie smiles.
He can.
Yay!
I exclaim. Owen gives Dottie a lick on the arm. She laughs and pats his big furry back.
So you'll be my family?
Owen asks. Dottie nods. Aw.
Hey, guess what?
Jonah whispers.
What?
I say.
Wolves do wag their tails.
I laugh, watching Owen's big furry tail moving from side to side with obvious joy. Hurrah! I glance at Jonah and Nana. I'm lucky to have been born into such an amazing family, and Owen is lucky to have made his own.
Abby, Nana says, if you want to get to that breakfast, we should keep looking for the portal.
Right, the portal. While Dottie and Owen chat about recipes, Jonah, Lolly, Nana, and I start looking around the house. We knock on the bed. On the wall, on the door, on the fireplace. Nothing swirls. Nothing turns purple. No portals here either.
If we do find it, Jonah says, can Lolly come home with us?
He sheepishly darts a glance at her.
She could go to school with me. She'd love school, and we have a gymnastics team.
Lolly smiles. That sounds fun. But I can't leave my Dottie or my mom. I love them, and they love me.
I do, Dottie says. I really do. And even though Owen is here, I still expect you to visit every day, young lady.
I will, Lolly promises. Plus, I was also thinking of calling the McDooley twins. Maybe they'd want to play with me sometime.
They'd be lucky to have you as a friend, Jonah says.
Owen clears his throat.
Will you still bring your basket of goodies when you come?
He asks Lolly.
It would be great if you did. I really enjoyed your muffins.
Of course, she says. The basket! I exclaim. Maybe that's the portal.
Terrific idea, Nana says. Where is it?
Lolly gets the basket from the kitchen and hands it to me. I hold the basket in one hand and knock on it with the other.
Suddenly, the whole basket starts to shake. It is the portal.
Hurrah!
Nana says,
Abby, you are really good at this fairy tale thing.
I feel myself glow. Thank you.
I'm really so impressed with you both,
Nana says to me and Jonah. You guys are much braver than I was at your age.
Well, I say, ruffling Jonah's hair, it helps that I have a sidekick.
You didn't even want me to come with you today,
Jonah reminds me, raising an eyebrow. That would have been a big mistake, I tell him.
A huge mistake, he says.
Massive. I grin and squeeze his shoulder. I guess it's time to say goodbye, Nana says.
Already?
Jonah says, looking at Lolly with a frown.
Already, Nana says. Goodbye, Dottie. Goodbye, Owen. Goodbye, Lolly. It was a pleasure to meet you. She gives everyone a quick hug, and I do the same.
Bye, everyone,
Jonah says. He blushes.
Goodbye, Lolly.
Goodbye, Jonah, Lolly says, and then she leans over and gives him a quick kiss on the cheek. Jonah turns the color of her cape.
I'll miss you, he says.
I hope I get to see you again one day.
So sweet. I hope he gets to see her again one day, too. The inside of the basket is purple and swirling. We have to jump in now. But it's so small. How do we fit, I wonder?
I have an idea, Nana says. Something I tried years ago when I was in a similar situation. It worked then, so maybe.
What is it? I ask. Nana holds the basket with her right hand and puts her left one inside.
Abby, Jonah, and Prince put one hand and paw in the basket on top of mine.
We do as she says. Suddenly, I feel my feet rise off the ground. The basket is swirling, but so are we. It's working. It's like we're on a tilt-a-whirl. The basket is getting bigger now and sucking us inside.
Bye, everyone, I call to Lolly, Dottie, and Owen.
Bye,
they call back.
Ow!
Owen howls as we leave them.